Well, Rebbetzin, Dr. Adina Schmidman, who's a great and favorite guest of ours, is with us live via telephone. Yes, yet another initiative, believe it or not, to introduce, courtesy of the Department of Women's Initiatives at the Orthodox Union. Rebbetzin, Dr. Adina Schmidman, of course, is the director of the Department of Women's Initiatives, and she is with us live via telephone. A pleasure to welcome you back to JM in the AM.
It's always a pleasure to be with you, Nachum.
I don't know. What do you sit around your office with your staff and just think of these initiatives? Because every one of them is better than the next, frankly.
There's a lot to do, and we're just moving along.
Well, the brainstorming sessions, frankly, must be interesting as you bounce around.
They're fun.
Yeah, as you bounce around. As you bounce around. As you bounce around all these ideas, and this one. Look, everyone knows that I have taken a special interest, not just because of yesterday's interview about living Tehillim with Rebbetzin Rivka Segal, but even in addition to that, people know that I have been slowly drifting toward the incredible realization of how meaningful and amazing Tehillim is. Not that King David and his associates who are responsible for Tehillim need my endorsement. And now you are embarking on a mission that's entitled Go From Saying to Praying. You've been saying it for years. Give it meaning for years to come. And now this was introduced to me, number one, as being aimed at the women who are part of the Nach Yomi program. Then I got a note that this is being aimed at the younger women who are in high school and for, you know, who would gain a tremendous amount, obviously, from all of this. Who is this for?
So that's a great question. So this is the next sefer in the Tardi Mech Nach Yomi program.
Right.
We're finishing up this week with Sefer Malachi, Sifrei Nevi'im. We're thrilled. We have Zoom events. We have a Nach Shabbat program that's running across different schools across the United States. And we're celebrating the completion of Sifrei Nevi'im and moving on to Tehillim. We wanted to make a special pitch to encourage women to join on. It's a super step on point. It's the beginning of Ksuvim. It's Sefer Tehillim. It's Prakim that we say all the time. And we really want to go from saying to praying. What does it mean? How can it impact us? And how can we feel even more connected with the word? That being said, we also thought that what a fantastic opportunity to encourage high school students to come on board for 150 days. That's a significant number. It's 5 months. And we're going to prepare a curriculum that is targeted to them. It's meaningful. It's a little bit shorter, or I would say considerably shorter if you compare 15 minutes to 3 minutes. And we want them to be part of this. They should feel part of the greater Nach Yomi program, but also in a world where we're saying Tehillim all the time, and these girls are saying Tehillim all the time, this is an opportunity for them to really feel connected to the words that they're saying, to the tefillos that they're saying, and to a community of women learners and women of connection.
Your catchphrase, your title, means so much when you say go from saying to praying, because there's no other book of Tanakh you could say this about, right? There's no way to pray another book of Tanakh. When it comes to Tehillim, it has that unique and incredible distinction of not just being something we study, but being something we say and pray and utilize in the most, from the most sensitive to the most mundane situations on a daily basis.
Absolutely. And we chose a pasuk or a phrase from a piece of a pasuk for the high school program that to me really captures the breadth of Tehillim, which is Odeh Hashem b'chol libi. It's so beautiful. It's so simple. It's so straightforward. I thank Hashem with all of my heart. And that the girls should feel that Tehillim is not only for scary times. It's Mizmar Lisoda, Parak 100, my sister likes to say, for when you feel 100% grateful, you're saying Mizmar Lisoda, Parak 100. There's so many aspects of Tehillim, and we really want to highlight that point. The tagline for that program, for the high school program, is 150 days, 150 ways to connect to your Creator.
Robinson, Dr. Adina Schmidman's with us. Another great initiative. Some of the chapters, by the way, as you pointed out, you know, are relatively short and certainly could be 3 minutes or less. But some of the chapters are, you know, they're, some of them could be lengthy, and that might call for a much longer lecture, depending on the day.
That's true, although we're trying to really stay in a tight time frame, really because we want the girls and then by extension the women, when they're learning the Tari Mechanach Yomi program, to walk away with something that they can hold on to. You could talk about these prukim for hours.
Yeah,
what can you walk away with? A nugget, something to hold on to. We have super talented educators. In fact, your sister-in-law is one of them.
Right.
We have wonderful cadre of women. We have the woman who is teaching the Tehillim 150 program for the high school students is a woman by the name of Ya'al Davidowitz, who is very well known for her work in the Chevra Kadisha sphere, and it's really wonderful to bring her into something that's so positive and so uplifting for these students.
Rebbetzin Schmidman, could you address with me for a moment? I mean, you're obviously, look, what you've done in terms of the Women's Initiative and the Tanakh and Torah study is amazing, and this is just part of it, and that continues. But could you address for a moment, and I'm sure you're aware of this, this whole phenomenon where high school youngsters, for a moment we'll speak about the high school women in our community, are embarking on Mishnah Yomi on a daily basis, some of them Daf Yomi on a daily basis, obviously Tanakh Yomi, that you're on the front lines of that incredible initiative, and now, of course, Tehillim. I mean, could you just, I don't know what it was like when you were in high school, but could you just address what parents are doing right that so many youngsters, specifically the young women in our community, are embarking on all of these?
I think there's a Yomi energy in the air.
That's the quote of this conversation. The Yomi energy is in the air. I like that.
And I think this idea of having a daily touch point is invaluable in a world where I think for many of us, we feel like things are spinning out of our control, to know that every day you can learn, you can connect to timeless messages and timeless points and timeless ideas. Is very reassuring and very comforting.
But you have to admit that there are plenty of people, including leaders in our community, who would never have believed years ago that any of this would be enticing to high schoolers, and certainly to you know, women high schoolers in our community. And yet, you see how they're embracing it.
I think it's remarkable. I think it speaks to the education level and the energy that schools are pouring into their students and encouraging these young women and young men, by extension, we'll include them as well, to really make Torah part of their lives. There's so much messaging that they're getting, and I think it's such a, I appreciate that you're highlighting something so positive. We're always so, or very often, there's so many things that are highlighted that are maybe not as positive, and struggles that people have, and issues that people are contending with. To highlight that, look at this positive space of learning, of engagement. It's fantastic.
And by the way, as the world gets smaller, and now, of course, you know, we're in a generation where kids could be thousands of miles away and they're speaking to their parents and to their family members, you know, every other minute, often through texting and WhatsApp. And of course, people feel connected to people because they've reunited on social media with people they haven't spoken to in years. There's, you know, we always talk about being on the same page, being in the same place. I don't know how to put it into words, but there is something about the fact that, you know, that in my high school, we're doing this Perek of Tehillim, and in my friend's high school, they're doing the exact same thing the same day.
Absolutely. And I think you're highlighting a very important point. It's it builds community and it builds connection. Right. And we have the tools for that now in a way that, you know, years ago we didn't. I mean, people, again, Dafyomi was something that was introduced where you didn't, you knew you were studying the same thing, but you weren't tapping necessarily into the same lecturer, the same Agad Shir. Here, that's the really, particularly with the Tori Mecha Nachyomi program, and now by extension, the Tehillim 150, everyone's listening to the same presentation. I think that's really incredible to to think about this as being the largest Navi classroom ever. That's amazing.
Pretty amazing is right. Reverend Dr. Adina Schmidman's with us. Are the girls' high schools helping you with this initiative?
They are. So they we've connected with, right now we have 17 and counting high schools that are on board.
Nice.
They have ambassadors where my staff has met with these young women, and they're excited. They're going to enlist their friends. And I see it in our own community. We were at a Shabbos meal, and I had the opportunity to introduce this idea in its very nascent stages. There were some young women around the table, and they lit up when they heard that they too could be involved. Nice. And it's a program that's oriented towards them. It's very exciting.
It certainly is. And everybody out there, it's pretty simple. The Women's Initiative is at OU.org/women, OU.org/women. And the initiative specifically regarding the Tehillim, go from saying to praying, is OU.org/women/Nach 23, obviously a reference to the year. So it's Nach, N-A-C-H, 23. And there you could find out about the instructors, the lecturers, the teachers, the Nach Shabbat. The Nach Shabbat was, or it's coming up?
It is coming up this Shabbos, being that we are starting Tehillim this Shabbos. Happens to also be Shabbos Shira, so it's a perfect confluence of events, divinely choreographed. And we're thrilled. We have women going really across the country, Seattle, Cleveland, Baltimore, Palo Alto, Los Angeles, Southfield, and of course all over the New York area. And it's an opportunity to hear from the Nachyomi educators to tap into their impact, their influence, their messages, and for others to come on board. We're excited, and we just want to spread this widely.
It's pretty amazing. And Tehillim is a great opportunity for people to join in and to become part of it. Go for information to OU.org/women/Nach 23. Again, OU.org/women/Nach 23. And Rebbetzin Schmidman, I will toss in an extra thank you to the principals, the leaders, the student leaders, everybody in these schools that are encouraging this type of activity. There's a lot of things, as you know. There's a lot of things high schoolers can be involved with these days. A lot of they can even get involved in stuff happening thousands of miles away. Not necessarily the best of things. Imagine that this is what's being encouraged, and this is what our student leadership and school leadership is encouraging, and all I could say is Cain Yerbu.
Amen, amen, and I will echo that. We're very grateful for their partnership.
Yeah, let's keep kids involved in this kind of thing. Down the road, it'll be it'll certainly bear a tremendous amount of fruit to, for our community, to say the least, and for all the great families out there. Thank you so much for joining us, and good luck with this.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure.
Rebbetzin Dr. Adina Schmidman, another amazing initiative. I'm telling you, I got to sit in one of these brainstorming sessions. I can only imagine how many great ideas come up every time she sits with her staff and volunteers and bounces around ideas. More coming up. You're listening to a Tuesday morning broadcast right here at JM in the AM.